Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to do a deep dive into the world of B2B lead generation agencies. So basically how these specialized teams can help your business, you know, really thrive. We're looking at an article from Reach Marketing. It's called How a B2B Lead Generation Agency Helps Businesses Thrive.
Yeah.
And it was published pretty recently, February 18th of this year, 2025. We're going to be uncovering some pretty interesting stuff today. Like, what's the difference between lead generation and demand generation? What even are outsourced SDRs? All that and more, so stick with us.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, they think B2B marketing is just like B2C marketing, but with, you know, like fancier suits. But it's really a whole different ballgame.
Oh, I bet. In what ways? What makes B2B so unique?
Well, first of all, you know, B2B decisions, they're not made on a whim, right? We're talking about like way longer sales cycles, multiple stakeholders are involved.
Yeah.
And there's a huge emphasis on data-driven decisions.
Okay, so it's not about like catchy jingles or impulse buys. It's more about building trust and showing real value over time.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And that's where these B2B agencies really shine. They get this complex landscape and have the tools and the know-how to navigate it effectively.
Okay, I'm starting to see why a business would want to work with one of these agencies, but can you break down exactly what they're aiming to achieve for their clients? What's the big picture goal?
Sure. So their main objective, right, is to generate what are called qualified leads. These are potential customers who are actually a good fit for your specific product or service. But it's not just about getting those leads. It's about nurturing them, making the sales cycle shorter, and ultimately helping the business grow. You know,
so they're not just throwing leads over the fence and hoping for the best. It's more strategic. They're really working to make sure those leads become paying customers.
Exactly. Yeah. And they do that by offering a whole bunch of different services, from like the more common ones like lead generation and demand generation, to some more niche options that we'll dig into a bit later.
All right. So let's start with the core services. Lead generation seems to be like the heart of what these agencies do.
Yeah, definitely. Lead generation is all about capturing the information of potential buyers and guiding them through the sales funnel. So that journey from first becoming aware of a product to becoming a customer.
Okay, so they're essentially building a pipeline of interested prospects.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And to do that, they use a mix of what we call inbound and outbound tactics. So inbound strategies are all about attracting prospects organically, like creating valuable content, optimizing for search engines, engaging on social media, that kind of thing.
Gotcha. So it's like you're creating a magnet that pulls people in.
Exactly. And then outbound tactics, those are more proactive. Think like targeted email campaigns, reaching out on LinkedIn, even attending industry events to connect with potential leads face to face.
Okay. So it's like a two-pronged approach, pulling people in and also reaching out to them proactively.
Yeah, you got it. But it's not just about like casting a wide net and hoping for the best. It's about being smart about it. These agencies use data and technology to target the right people, personalize their messaging, and make sure they're reaching those who are most likely to become customers.
Makes sense. Now, the article makes a clear distinction between lead generation and demand generation. It's something that I think can be kind of confusing. So can you break down that difference for us?
Sure. So think of it like this. Lead generation is like fishing with a rod. Right? You're trying to catch specific fish. But demand generation, that's more like creating a feeding frenzy. You're attracting a whole school of fish.
Okay, I like that analogy. So demand generation is about creating buzz and excitement, getting people interested in your brand, even if they're not quite ready to give you their contact info.
Exactly. It's about building that brand awareness, establishing your company as a thought leader in the industry, and getting people excited about your products or services. They might use tactics like creating educational content, launching brand awareness campaigns, or even getting featured in industry publications.
So it's less about immediate lead capture and more about like warming up those potential leads?
Yeah, you could say that. Demand generation is about playing the long game. It's about building trust and credibility. So when those leads are ready to buy, they think of you.
That makes a lot of sense. So you've got demand generation creating that initial buzz, and then lead generation coming in to capture those interested prospects. But what happens next? How do those leads actually become paying customers?
Well, that's where sales development comes in. It's like the bridge between marketing and sales.
Okay, walk me across that bridge.
So marketing does its job, attracting and capturing those leads. And then the sales development representatives, or SDRs, they step in. Their role is to qualify those leads, meaning they figure out if the lead is a good fit for the product or service, and if they're actually ready to buy.
So they're like the gatekeepers, making sure the sales team isn't wasting time on leads that aren't a good fit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
SDRs do the initial outreach, nurture the relationship, and if the lead is qualified, they pass them on to the sales team for the final close.
Wow, it's way more involved than I realized. It's not just running a few ads and hoping people buy.
Yeah, it's definitely more complex than that. But that's why these agencies are so valuable, you know? They have the experience and the systems in place to manage all these moving parts.
So we've covered lead generation, demand generation, and sales development. But what about leads that aren't ready to buy right away? You don't just forget about them, Raider.
Definitely not. That's where lead nurturing comes in. It's about staying top of mind and building relationships with those leads who might not be ready to buy today, but could be down the road.
So how do they do that without being too pushy?
Well, that's the art of lead nurturing. They might use automated email campaigns to send valuable content to those leads over time, providing them with helpful information, industry insights, case studies, things like that.
So it's all about staying on their radar, providing value, and building that relationship until they're ready to take the next step.
Exactly. It's all about building trust and credibility.
Now, email seems to be a big part of this, but the article also mentioned deliverability consulting as a service. Why is that so important?
Well, you can have the best email marketing strategy in the world, but if your emails are going straight to spam, it's useless, right?
Yeah, like sending a handwritten invitation to a party and it getting lost in the mail.
Exactly. That's where deliverability consultants come in. They're the experts at making sure your emails don't get flagged as spam and that they actually land in your prospects' inboxes.
So they're like the email superheroes fighting off the evil spam filters.
You could say that. They focus on things like email authentication, list hygiene, content optimization, all those things that help your emails look legit and avoid those spam filters.
So it's not just about writing good emails, it's also about making sure people actually see them.
Exactly. And that can make a huge difference in how well your marketing performs overall.
Right, that makes sense. Okay, so we've talked about some of the core services that B2B agencies offer, but I'm also really interested in some of the more specialized options that are out there. So let's dive into those.
You know, one of the things I really love about B2B marketing is how it's always changing. There are always new tools and techniques and trends popping up.
Yeah, it definitely keeps you on your toes. What's coming up next? What trends are shaping the future of B2B?
Well, one trend that's just impossible to ignore is the rise of AI, artificial intelligence. It's not some futuristic thing anymore. It's here now, and it's totally transforming how B2B marketers work.
AI, it feels like it's everywhere these days, but I'm still not totally clear on what it means practically for B2B marketing. Can you give me some concrete examples?
Of course. So think about those chatbots you see on websites. Those are often powered by AI. They can answer questions, qualify leads, even schedule meetings. All automatically, no human needed.
Oh, wow. So it's like having a 247 virtual assistant who can handle those basic tasks.
Exactly. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. AI is also being used to personalize content, analyze data to predict what might happen in the future, even automate some marketing tasks.
Okay, so AI can take care of some of the more repetitive stuff, freeing up marketers to focus on strategy and being creative.
Yeah, that's the idea. It's not about replacing humans, it's about making them even better. AI gives marketers superpowers, lets them do things they couldn't do before, like personalizing experiences for tons of people or analyzing huge amounts of data to find patterns.
It sounds like AI could really be a game changer. What about other trends? What else is on the horizon?
Another big one is this move towards what's called hyper-personalization. We talked about personalization earlier, but this takes it to a whole new level.
Hyper-personalization. What's the difference between that and just regular personalization?
So think of it like this. Personalization is like using someone's name in an email. Hyper-personalization is like knowing their favorite coffee and having it ready when they show up for a meeting.
Wow, okay, so it's about creating an experience that's so tailored to the person, it feels like you're reading their mind.
Yeah, exactly. And it's becoming more and more possible thanks to all the progress in data analytics and marketing automation.
So, how would that work in the real world? Got any examples?
Sure. Imagine someone goes to your website and downloads a white paper about, let's say, cloud computing. With hyper-personalization, you could send them an automated email that not only says, "Thanks for downloading," but also recommends other stuff based on what they looked at, like blog posts, case studies, even upcoming webinars all about cloud computing.
So it's like creating this seamless, super relevant experience that guides them towards becoming a customer.
Exactly. And it's not just email. You can use hyper-personalization across all your marketing, your website, social media, sales outreach, even customer support.
This is pretty amazing, but also a little bit mind-blowing. I can see how powerful this level of personalization could be, but it also sounds really, really complex.
Yeah, it definitely needs a strategic approach and the right technology. But the potential payoff is huge. It's about moving past those generic marketing messages and creating experiences that really connect with each individual.
AI and hyper-personalization, two big things to watch out for. Any other trends I should have on my radar?
Absolutely. We talked about account-based marketing or ABM before. It's not exactly brand new, but it's getting more and more popular as B2B buying gets more complex and involves more people making decisions.
So how is ABM changing?
Well, for one, there are all these new technologies popping up that make it easier to use ABM and apply it to a larger scale. We're also seeing more emphasis on personalization within ABM. It's not just about targeting a whole company. It's about targeting the specific individuals within that company with very tailored messages and experiences.
So it's kind of like ABM meets hyper-personalization.
Yeah, you got it. And it's a pretty powerful combination when you can combine that strategic focus of ABM with the personal touch of hyper-personalization. You create something really compelling for your target accounts.
This is all really exciting stuff, but I have to admit, it's also a little overwhelming. It seems like B2B marketing is getting more complex all the time. How can businesses keep up, especially those that don't have, huge budgets or big tech teams?
That's exactly where B2B agencies can be so helpful. They're on the front lines of these trends, always investing in the newest tech and developing new strategies. So working with an agency can give you access to expertise and resources you might not have yourself.
So it's like having this whole team of experts who are always ahead of the curve, helping you navigate all the changes.
Yeah, exactly. They can help you use AI, create hyper-personalized campaigns, and leverage the newest ABM tech.
This has been a really insightful look into the future of B2B marketing. But before we wrap up, I want to bring up something that's been on my mind. With all this focus on technology and automation, are we in danger of losing the human element in B2B marketing?
That's a really good question. And honestly, it's something we need to be careful about.
It feels like there's a balance to strike, right, between using technology effectively and keeping that human connection.
Exactly. Technology should never replace human interaction. It should make it better. Like, think about using AI to qualify leads so that your sales team can spend more time having real conversations with potential customers, or using data to personalize your messaging so that it feels more authentic and relevant.
So it's not about picking one or the other. It's about using them together to create a more powerful approach.
Precisely. The most successful B2B marketers are going to be the ones who can blend the best of both worlds: the efficiency and intelligence of technology with the empathy and authenticity of human interaction.
That makes me feel a lot better about the future of B2B. It's not about technology taking over. It's about using it to make our human strengths even stronger.
Absolutely. And even in this increasingly digital world, don't forget, B2B is still about people connecting with people at its core.
This has been such a great conversation. We've explored the B2B agency landscape, looked at the future of B2B marketing, and even talked about the importance of keeping that human connection in a world that's becoming more and more tech-driven.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride through the world of B2B. Hopefully, everyone's feeling more informed and confident about making strategic decisions for their marketing. But before we move on to our last segment, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about. We've talked about reach marketing as a leader in the B2B space, but there are lots of other agencies out there. So how do you pick the right one for your business? What should you look for to find an agency that really gets you and can help you reach your goals?
That's a great question, and one that we'll be tackling in our final segment. Okay, so we're back and ready to answer that big question. How do you choose the right B2B agency for your business? I mean, there are so many out there, it can feel impossible.
Yeah, it can definitely be overwhelming. But like with any big decision, it's about asking the right questions and really knowing what you're looking for.
So where do we even start?
Well, even before you start, like looking at different agencies, you need to figure out your goals. What are you hoping this agency can help you achieve? Is it mostly about generating leads, boosting brand awareness? Or maybe you have a very specific challenge, like improving your email deliverability.
Right. It's like you need to know where you're going before you can plan the trip.
Exactly. Once you have a good idea of your goals, then you can start looking for an agency that has the right experience to help you reach those goals.
So it's not just about finding any B2B agency, it's about finding one that really specializes in what you need.
Yeah, exactly. Do they have a track record of success in your industry? Have they worked with companies that are similar to yours in size or in the kind of work they do? And have they solved problems like the ones you're facing?
So basically, I'm looking for an agency with a really good resume.
Yeah, kinda. And don't just take their word for it. Ask them for case studies or testimonials from other clients they've worked with. That'll give you a much better sense of what they can actually do and how they've helped other businesses.
Okay, so track record is important. What else should we be thinking about?
Well, don't underestimate the importance of, you know, chemistry and how well your company culture might mesh with theirs. You're going to be working pretty closely with this agency, so it's important to find a team that you connect with, that you trust, and that you feel comfortable talking to.
Right. Like in any relationship, you need to have that good rapport.
Exactly. So when you're talking to a few different agencies, pay attention to how you feel. Do they really listen to you? Are they asking good questions? Do they actually seem interested in understanding your needs?
Yeah, those first conversations can tell you a lot.
They really can.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing to look for is an agency that really values partnership. They shouldn't see themselves as just some outside vendor. They should feel like an extension of your team, invested in your success, and committed to working together with you.
So it's not just about handing off a project and hoping for the best. It's about finding someone who's going to be there with you for the long haul.
Exactly. A true partner will challenge you, offer new ideas, and push you to think differently. And they'll be totally transparent, giving you regular updates, detailed reports, and clear insights into what they're doing and how it's working.
That open communication is so important.
It really is. And finally, don't be afraid to talk about money up front. Get a clear understanding of how they charge, whether it's through retainers, project fees, or based on performance.
No surprises down the line.
Exactly. Finding the right B2B agency is an investment. So take your time, do your research, trust your gut. And don't be shy about asking the hard questions. The right partner is out there.
This deep dive has been so helpful. We've gone from understanding the basics of what B2B agencies do to exploring all these cutting-edge trends and even figuring out how to find the right agency to work with.
It's been quite a journey through the world of B2B.
It really has.
Hopefully, everyone listening is feeling more informed and empowered to make smart decisions about their marketing.
I think so, too. And to everyone listening out there, don't let the world of B2B marketing scare you. With the right knowledge and the right partner, you can achieve amazing things.
That's right. Just remember, B2B marketing is always changing. So stay curious, stay informed, and keep looking for new ways to connect with your audience and grow your business.
That's a great note to end on. Well, that wraps up our deep dive into the world of B2B agencies. Thanks for joining us.
Until next time.